XCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano in Washington, where Mark Fogel, newly released from Russian captivity after 3.5 years, was welcomed home to America at the White House late Tuesday night. President Trump said a thaw in relations with Russia there may also help with Ukraine.
It could be a big, important part of getting the war over.
Mark Fogel was grateful to be home.
My family has been a force. I think my 95-year-old mother is probably the most dynamic 95-year-old on earth right now.
CBS's Weijia Jiang was at the White House for the emotional welcome.
Mark Fogel's mother pled with Trump to bring her son home, and he promised if he was elected to be president, he would do just that. So that is a promise kept from President Trump to the Fogel family.
Elon Musk met with President Trump earlier in the day, taking questions from reporters in the Oval Office.
He was asked if there are checks and balances in place to ensure there is accountability and transparency.
All of our actions are maximally transparent. In fact, I don't think there's been, I don't know of a case where an organization has been more transparent than the DOGE organization.
President Trump added,
we thought that we would not let him do that segment or look in that area if we thought there was a lack of transparency or a conflict of interest. And we watched that also.
Stacy Lynn, CBS News, Washington.
We will be getting a look at inflation in a few hours when the new consumer price index comes out. CBS News Money Watch correspondent Kelly O'Grady.
Key areas to look at will be food, energy, cars, and insurance, shelter as well. Housing prices rank as a consistent challenge for consumers and a driver of that ongoing inflation. Also expect egg prices to be noteworthy with the ongoing bird flu causing a shortage.
Well, snow and ice have been blanketing much of the eastern United States, but CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson warns another wave of bad weather is already starting up.
The second storm has all kinds of issues associated with it. The first is obviously going to be the winter weather up around the Great Lakes and in the Midwest, even into a bit of the plains. But the other part of this is down to the south. There's actually a risk of tornadoes.
Kevin Durant has become the 8th player in NBA history to score 30,000 points. The Phoenix Suns All-Star reached the milestone on a free throw in the third quarter of last night's game against the Memphis Grizzlies. Durant is now in the company of LeBron James, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Karl Malone, Kobe Bryant, Michael Jordan, Dirk Nowitzki, and Wilt Chamberlain. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Brittany Merlot with WXCO News, your news roundup in a quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WXCO website at BullFallsRadio.com.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of clouds in the overnight with our low between 0 and 5 below. Winds light. On Wednesday, we'll see some light snow developing across the area. Accumulations around an inch, maybe two, in some isolated areas. Our highs in the middle teens. Right now, it's 1.
Dom Salvia.
Next time, Matt Rothschild returns discussing the gobs of money in the Wisconsin Supreme Court race. Also, the Wisconsin GOP wants state employees working in the office. Does that include legislators? Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6. You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO, Wausau's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Inflation has to go down. How would you suggest your president address that? He's not talking about the cost for Americans. Hell, everything he's doing seems to going to increase the cost for Americans, starting with trade wars with Canada and Mexico. So if there is something positive out of this administration, let me know what it is. I would absolutely give credit where credit is due if I see it.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Falls Radio, WXCO.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio WXCO, Wausau's home for Up North News Radio.
CBS News Brief. American teacher Mark Fogel, released from Russian detention after being held there since 2021, landed back in the United States last night. He met with President Trump at the White House.
I'm in awe of what you've done and your team.
It's great to have you back. And have a great life.
Fogel's release is described by the White House as part of a diplomatic thaw in U.S.-Russia relations.
I think this could be the very important element. You could be a big part of it, actually, because it could be a big, important part of getting the war over with Ukraine.
The East Coast is in the first part of a 1-2 punch of severe weather with heavy snow in the mid-Atlantic area and part two stretching from Kansas to the Great Lakes. CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson is watching another one.
We've now got a third storm that's going to be making its way onto the Pacific Coast Thursday into Friday. It'll eventually make its way to the East Coast by Sunday into Monday.
CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Toscano.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of clouds in the overnight with our low between 0 and 5 below. Winds light. On Wednesday, we'll see some light snow developing across the area. Accumulations around an inch, maybe two, in some isolated areas. Our highs in the middle teens. Right now, it's 1.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Inflation has to go down. How would you suggest your president address that? He's not talking about the cost for Americans. Hell, everything he's doing seems to going to increase the cost for Americans, starting with trade wars with Canada and Mexico. So if there is something positive out of this administration, let me know what it is. I would absolutely give credit where credit is due if I see it.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Carmelo Anthony for The Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, you're innocent until proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presume innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the in-cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, legalities and illegalities of the first couple weeks of the Trump administration. Jim Santel will be here and Dan Schaefer in hour number two to recombobulate. Don't miss it.
Mattenair on air, weekday mornings at 10. This is Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
Hey there, this is Carrie Joy with today's Work Money Minute and a little bit of tough love about investing in collectibles. I'm going to say this as nicely as I can. Collectibles are just not good investments. Comic books, Beanie Babies, World War II memorabilia, American Girl doll stuff. They just don't math out as investments. Now, collecting as a hobby that brings you joy is perfectly fine if you can afford it. Just don't confuse the fun of the hunt with the potential for profits. And importantly, they are illiquid, meaning you can't turn it into cash in a pinch like you can with a real security like a stock. Now, I'm not saying you gotta stop collecting whatever you enjoy. Just make sure you're paying down your high interest debt like credit cards and saving for retirement. For more tips on saving more and spending less, search up Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Kaylin Cole. The next song you have for us tonight is called 1103. Yes. Is that a time or a flight number?
Oh, that's actually really good. That's a good idea. I think I might have to write another song with that. You'll get 50%.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO, home of the Chad Holmes Show.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome 24 actor Glenn Morshauer. And joining the show all the way from Sweden, our favorite musical duo, 7,000 Apart. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. The Dom Salvia Show.
Inflation has to go down. How would you suggest your president address that? He's not talking about the cost for Americans. Hell, everything he's doing seems to going to increase the cost for Americans, starting with trade wars with Canada and Mexico. So if there is something positive out of this administration, let me know what it is. I would absolutely give credit where credit is due if I see it.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Bull Falls Radio.
WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano in Washington. Mark Fogel, the American history teacher who the U.S. says was wrongfully detained by Russia since 2021, is back in the U.S. He was brought to the White House last night to meet President Trump.
I love our country, and I'm so happy to be back here. And I wish I could articulate it better.
CBS's Weijia Jiang was there for this emotional moment.
To watch this all unfold in this way, to have cameras capturing the very first time Fogel laid eyes on President Trump, for the President of the United States to greet him at the White House and welcome him home, to hear directly from the now freed American, it was a stunning moment.
The full Senate vote on the confirmation of Tulsi Gabbard to become Director of National Intelligence